Florida's Attorney General Bill McCollum spoke this afternoon at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club at the Feather Sound Country Club in Clearwater. The Attorney General is one of four members of the Florida Cabinet, along with the Governor, Chief Financial Officer, and the Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Services. McCollum oversees 12 AG offices with 1,300 employees, including 428 lawyers. They investigate both criminal and civil cases. McCollum says their consumer protection cases are divided into two divisions, antitrust and economic crimes.
And boy, do we have a lot of business there right now. And it's there largely because of the downturn of the economy. Mortgage fraud is just incredible in this state today. At one point, you know, we chased Countrywide. We're still chasing Angela Mozzolo, who was the head of that company. We still have a case just recently remanded to Florida specifically against him. But we settled the Countrywide lawsuit we filed last year when Bank of America took over Countrywide, and they agreed to come in on the table and help make whole a number of people in our state who had been ripped off.
Earlier this week, WellCare Health Plans admitted it denied mental health treatments to children on Medicaid. But McCollum says the state won't directly get any of the settlement money from the company.
Of the $80 million, $40 million of that goes to the federal government. This was a federal-state partnership. $40 million of it, the other half of it, goes to ACA, the agency that is administering welfare in the state, in its restitution. It's payback because WellCare allegedly, and we think they acknowledged it in the settlement, was siphoning off money that they were supposed to return to the agency that administers Medicaid because they weren't using it all.
The St. Petersburg Times reported Thursday on the cost of recent travel for two Florida elected officials. A flight to a Largo press conference on Monday by the state's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, and three staffers cost the state $2,400. And last weekend, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Kottkamp had a Florida state trooper drive him to a party for a lobbyist in suburban Atlanta. McCollum says that the state planes are needed so that officials can travel around the large state.
I don't know how much was spent on this particular trip. It's whatever the state plane costs to come down here. I'm down here for 2 days, a day and a half. It will cost money to do that, and it will cost money to come around. I traveled by myself. In this case, no staff came. And the accounting for that is interesting because they break it out by numbers of staff. So it would look, if I travel with five people, it would look like my personal cost would be lower than it will appear on the state records because it will be the whole cost of the plane attributed to me personally. But individually, I have the lowest number of miles, and we try to keep that in constraint and in proper perspective. I have the lowest number of miles of any state officer.
If Governor Charlie Crist decides to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Mel Martinez, it is possible that both Sink, a Democrat, and McCollum, a Republican, will run for governor. The Attorney General maintained on Thursday that he plans on running for re-election. McCollum has been criticized for television ads he made earlier this year about cybercrime. The ads were produced by the same company that worked on his 2006 campaign. They cost $136,000 to make, and there was no bidding process. McCollum says the ads are very important for getting parents and grandparents to understand that they need to be involved and have caused people to visit the Attorney General's website.
Those public service announcements we've been running periodically around the state with money that we receive from settlements that are related to the Internet and child safety and with those who want us to do something with that money to further that cause. Those PSAs, I think, are extremely important. I'm real proud of those PSAs.
The state agency that manages investments for the state pension and for local governments, the Florida State Board of Administration, or SBA, lost tens of billions of dollars in 2008. According to a recent St. Petersburg Times investigation, the SBA repeatedly misled clients and investors. The SBA is overseen by the state cabinet, but McCollum denied comment for the Times article. On Thursday, he said that most of the investment fund is in good shape.
The retirement funding itself, it is in context relatively safe. You're talking about two different things. Most of the article concerns the investment pool for local government, and that was a small fraction of the huge retirement fund and the billions of dollars that are in there, like the state pension fund in California and New York. That fund, generically speaking, is doing very well. In fact, it had a $12 billion increase in value last month alone because of the market going up.
McCollum represented parts of Central Florida in Congress from 1981 to 2001. During President Bill Clinton's 1999 impeachment trial in the Senate, McCollum was one of the 13 House managers acting as prosecutors. McCollum was asked by a Tiger Bay member what it means to be a Republican. He replied that he served on four Republican Party platform committees in the past and, quote, I think the basics are still there.
Our party stands for the party of individual liberty, choice, opportunity, free enterprise, the market system, giving people a chance and a choice. We believe in less government restraint where possible and more opportunity for people to expand and grow business. On the economic side, we have big differences with the Democrats because we believe in growing the pie and we believe in growing wealth and not redistributing it.
The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting will be Thursday, May 28th. St. Pete Police Chief Chuck Harmon will speak at the St. Petersburg Yacht Club. You can learn more at tigerbay.org. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.